Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's go, man. I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Coming up this hour on the show, New York Jets safety Jamal Adams. Been a tough start to the season for the Jets. We'll talk to Jamal about it coming up here later on in the hour. On a Trash Tuesday, send us your trashes, DA on CBS. Also on the phones, 855-212-4227. Last night, Monday Night Football, the Niners defeating the Cleveland Browns 31-3. It was a complete and utter demolition. Maybe the game's a little bit different if Antonio Callaway holds on to that pass down near the goal line, which could have been a touchdown and closed the gap to 14-10, but instead it's an interception the other way. Niners score on that possession, end up opening up the 21-3 lead, game, set, match. But today is going to be a lot about the hysteria surrounding the Browns, because the Browns, as I've always said, are the world's most interesting losers. We talked so much over the last 10 years about a team that was so bad. You know, when you're really bad, rarely do we spend that much energy dissecting why you're bad. Like the Cardinals, bad. Who cares? The Jets, bad. So what? The Bengals, terrible. Nobody even notices they're still in the NFL. But when the Browns have been bad, I mean, it's fodder. There is something about it, I suppose, because Browns fans are so loyal and so passionate. I guess because also the type of losing is so very Shakespearean. It's been not only kind of like mediocre bad, it's been unbelievably awful and tragic bad. I suppose the city itself also, because it's always been associated with losers and losing. The Browns have typified that. But whether it's Hugh Jackson or the ownership, Jimmy Haslam, or Mike Holmgren, or all of the quarterbacks and the jersey with all of the names on the back, or the Johnny Manziels, or the disastrous draft picks, on and on and on, the 0-16, the 1-15s, the 2-14s. For some reason, we talk more about Browns losing than any other teams losing. And so now the Browns are supposed to be good. We talked more about the Browns potentially winning than anybody else. And that was premature, and I told you it was premature before the season. Browns fans didn't want to hear it, but obviously it was true. And, you know, part of me understands why Browns fans bought in. But part of me thinks, how'd you not see this coming? If you could remove the pom-poms, which so many in the Cleveland media had, there were so many potential pratfalls here. Number one is that you had a first-year head coach that had never been a head coach before, and he was also going to have to handle the play calling and have the play calling at his feet when it was a very aggressive quarterback and an aggressive wide receiver and two big-time wide receivers and multiple decent running backs and all of the pressure and expectations That's a lot to try to balance and figure out and learn on the fly. But also, you knew that in the history of 100 years of the NFL, rarely, if ever, do teams run before they walk. And that's what the Browns were trying to do. They were 0-16 2 years ago and sub-500 last year. And we were already talking about a 7-8-1 team winning a division, going to the playoffs, and perhaps winning games in the postseason. Too early. Too early. You know, when you see the map, that cartoon of the evolution of man, you don't see like caveman to like modern man. Like there's a lot of steps in between. And in the NFL, there's almost always the steps in between going from 0-16 to winning games in the playoffs. The Niners are learning. The Niners are figuring it out. The Niners have a young team as well. The Niners have a lot of high draft picks as well, just like Cleveland. The Niners think they have their franchise quarterback, just like the Browns. The Niners have a young head coach who has play calling abilities. The Niners also have a lot to prove. And that's why the Niners, even despite being undefeated, are not Super Bowl contenders at this point in time. They're really good. They can compete for this division. The Niners might end up winning a very tough NFC West with the LA Rams in there as well and the Seattle Seahawks. But this Niners team's not going to win a Super Bowl because there's a lot of steps to go in between. And you don't microwave. It just doesn't happen this way. It never happens this way. It's not a microwave league. You know, in the NBA, you take LeBron, you drop him on a team, and they can go from lottery to the NBA Finals. Can't happen in the NFL. Doesn't happen in the NFL. And so the Niners are really good. And I love what the Niners did last night. The Niners have an identity. The Niners have a plan. And Kyle Shanahan is proving to be a very good head coach. I mean, look, last year they lost Garoppolo. Season was over. And they found a few quirky creative wins late with their backup quarterbacks. Shanahan's, you could see all the Shanahan fingerprints and all of those runs last night, right? Shanahan, I believe, and John Lynch are a very strong spine of the organization. And I think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to end up being very good. And they've got all these young pieces that they've drafted high on the defense. That's a really good nucleus. But they're not going to end up winning a Super Bowl. They're not going to end up being in a Super Bowl. That's going to take some time to bake and to marinate. And that's why thinking that the Browns were going to do it this year was fool's gold. But I really liked what the Niners had last night because they dominated the line of scrimmage. Defensively, they just strangled the Browns offensively. They ran the football well. They jumped out to a lead. They didn't let up. And they just felt like they had an organization, which, again, I keep bringing this up, but in the NFL, because coaching turns over so often, because there's such a lack of there's so much urgency and lack of patience that sometimes there's a lot of disorganization out there. Look, it's part of the reason the Patriots have been so successful is that you see all of this instability and disorganization within franchises and on game days. And the Patriots are the most stable, most organized franchise. And it just helps them win. They watch everybody else beat themselves. That's what Adrian Peterson said over the weekend. They sat back and let us beat ourselves. And there's a lot of that. And you know it when you don't see that, when you see something else. And the Niners have the other part of it. There is a plan, an organization. They know who they are. They're trying to execute it. And right now they're 4-0 doing it. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. We've also made the announcement yesterday that Mraz is going to be hosting his own show on Saturday night, the overnights. He'll still be with us here on this show, but he's going to be doing the weekly Saturday night overnight show, and we are canvassing you guys for the name of the show. It's Electric, could be the name of the show. Upside Down Mike tweets, the name of Mraz's show should be It Clears It with Uncle Dennis and Mraz. Art Bobart tweets, Mraz needs to end each show. Hi, I'm Mraz, and I'm done for the day. If you have any possible ideas for what he should name them, name the show, please let us know. Lonnie tweets, DA, how about Sneak a Sports Peek with Spasm Mraz? Congrats on the show. Dixieland Dan tweets, take a seat at Mraz's bougie table tonight on the Pride of Die show with host Sean Mraz. Going to have three new segments. Get them out. How do you say the word? And you need to eat like this. A Trash Tuesday spinoff, a pronunciation lesson, and food. Jeremy tweets, how about Up the Gut with Mraz? Welcome to Up the Gut every Saturday night. I'm Sean Mraz. Daniel tweets, how about Saturday Night Chub Rub with the Pride of Die? These are all good.
Are they, though?
Personally, I like the Saturday Night Chub Rub.
The Chub Rub's got some steam. It's got some juice. It's even got me going, eh, not bad.
That's the leader in the clubhouse for me.
Because you'd remember that, too. Like, oh, yeah, I listened to the Saturday Night Chub Rub.
Yeah, I mean, but my fear here is, you know, 10 years from now, you decide you want to move on, do something else. I'm stuck with just the Chub Rub, and I got to present myself for a full-time show. How do I put myself out there? Yeah, I'm the host of the Chub Rub show. I don't know then that warrants other job opportunities for me.
It's Mraz and the Chub Rub, the Saturday Night Chub Rub. People would remember that, and they know what they're getting themselves into. And I like this idea of all of these segments that you could have, like, get them out. You need to eat like this.
A little done for the day.
Done for the day. What coach or quarterback is done for the day?
Oh, that's a great idea. A little college football recap with a done for the day.
Who should be fired? That's the get them out.
Okay, there are things there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness I have James Graceffo working on my show.
Mm-hmm.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Our toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to GEICO. GEICO.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Hunter's in Abilene, Texas, listening on 98.1 to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Hunter.
Good morning, Gay. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I got to say, I'm a little bit ticked off.
Okay, why?
I love listening to your show. I drive back and forth to a lot of different local towns around Abilene, listen all the time. And I keep getting interrupted by the Pat McAfee show. The first day I heard him, he had a take on Jacoby Brissett being an elite quarterback that should be talked about. If that's not some Indianapolis homer garbage, I don't know what is. We got to take the trash out on this guy, and I got to get you guys back.
All right.
He has some intro that is not the Zap Zack Orchestra.
That's a problem, obviously. All right, trash him.
How do I fix it?
Well, look, I've talked about this on the podcast, on the PGP, on the show as well, and this is what I would say to those that have their local affiliates not carry the full 3 hours of the DA show. I would say it's totally fair to let your affiliate know that you're interested in the full 3 hours. I think they would appreciate feedback. I think they want to know what the customers want. And if the consumers, the customers, the listeners say, no, we want the full 3 hours of DA, we want hashtag full three, then I think they need to know that. So don't be shy in emailing your local affiliate or tweeting at them that you'd like the full 3 hours of the DA show. But also remember, just because your local affiliate doesn't carry the full three, if that's true, we're here. And in 2019, you can listen to whatever you want to listen to. You are no longer a prisoner of the space. on your phone. Boom. Pull us up. Watch us. You can watch us for free at watchda.com on any device. You can stream us using the CBS Sports app. So you can get sports news for CBS Sports app. You can get the DA show. You can stream us on Apple Music. You can listen to us on radio.com. All of that's on your phone for free. Boom. Easy as peasy. You can listen to us on Sirius XM, channel 206, so that you're always in the listening area. There's a lot of ways you can still listen to the show and not be, again, a prisoner of your affiliate. And I think that would be my best advice to you, because a lot of those options are free options as well. And connected the phone right to your dashboard, so you can listen to it right through the car speakers, so you never even know that there's a difference there. When we come back here on the DA show, this is a very special segment coming up for me. The Astros traded for Zach Greinke, and he got lit up yesterday by the Rays. And now things are a little out of sorts in Astros land. Do they have buyer's remorse? And in doing so, I'm going to play for you audio of me interviewing Zach Greinke from 13 years ago. And you will hear what an old school interview used to sound like in Kansas City on the DA show. This is CBS Sports Radio.
Surge protector, you're about to be zapped.
What we're doing.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
24 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. The DA show also available on YouTube every single day. The best of video clips on YouTube. So go there and binge watch your DA show. Check it out every single day right there on YouTube. Coming up, Jamal Adams is going to join us here on the show. Safety for the New York Jets. Sunday in NFL on CBS doubleheader. Many of you seeing two of the most dynamic young QBs of the game airing it out when Mahomes and the Chiefs welcome Watson and the Texans, followed by the Cowboys visiting those Jets. It all begins with JB and the guys getting you focused for football in the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS.
CBS Sports Spectacular, yeah!
So yesterday, the Astros going for the sweep on the road in Tampa, throwing Zach Greinke on the mound. Now, Verlander was absolutely nasty game one. Gerrit Cole was filthy game two. They traded for Greinke at the trade deadline so that there was three aces in their rotation going for that second championship in 3 years. And Greinke yesterday got absolutely roasted by the Rays bats. And remember, he was completely disinterested in doing the pregame press conference the day before and caught some flack for his two-word answers and seeming completely bored by them. So we decided to dress this up and make a Zach Greinke Game 3 montage.
This is nice. A lot of excitement.
Waiting on the 2-1. Here it comes. There's a high fly ball into right center field. Going back, Reddick, to the track, to the wall. It's gone! A three-run homer by Kevin Kiermaier, and the Rays have their first lead of the series. It's 3-1.
It's just pitching. You just do what you do.
The 2-2 pitch is driven deep to right field. Back at it is Reddick to the wall. Goodbye, G-Mon Joy. Tees off on a Greinke offering. The Rays lead is now 4-1 here in the third.
I'm not sure about that. I haven't thought about it.
And allowed Duffy to come all the way around from first. Here's a line drive to right field. That's a base hit. Reddick up with. They're going to send Meadows home. The throw to the plate. He is safe! Safe! 8-1 Rays on the RBI single by Tommy
Pham. I don't know. Just a normal game.
Now 1-0-1.
Fly ball right center field, giving chase Kiermaier, but here is Garcia. He is there. The Rays have forced a game four. On this memorable Monday in St. Petersburg, the Rays have closed the division series to 2-1, Houston, by virtue of a 10-3 blowout win today.
They're good hitters, good runners.
Now, that audio of Greinke so bad because he was leaning so far back in his chair that the mic couldn't even pick it up, and they had to jump up the levels. So, I have always loved Greinke because I have a history with Zach Greinke. But you can't answer questions like that and then perform like that in that spot. And I wonder if the Astros aren't having some buyer's remorse because now you've got to burn Verlander again in this first-round series as the Yankees have swept to move on and can set up their rotation. So yesterday, Greinke being bad, no, actually awful, is a bad scene for the Houston Astros. But Greinke and I, we have a history. I've got a soft spot for the guy because back when he was just a rookie and a young player in Kansas City, I went to spring training and did back-to-back spring training years of long-form sit-down interviews because I always knew this guy was just a little bit off. In fact, a lot bit off. And I know Mraz can't stand Greinke, thinks he's disrespectful, thinks he's disinterested, thinks he's a bum. But I'm here to show you that once upon a time, Greinke, and maybe still is an amazing interview and I think has some stuff that you might enjoy. Now, you'll hear audio from 2006 and 2007, so I might sound different, but let's start with Zach on Mraz's favorite burrito place as he is, maybe was, and still is, a hardcore Chipotle fan.
The buzz around the clubhouse is you being able to eat Chipotle every day for the entire spring training, not only this year, but last year as well. Are you still on record pace?
No, this one here, it's just... If you go, you got to wait in line like 30 minutes. I mean, it's seriously, these lines are not even that long. Just, I don't know what it is. I think the service, when you get up there, it looks like they're moving fast, but the line is just so slow. I haven't figured out why it doesn't move faster yet.
What do you get? Do you get the same burrito every time, same toppings?
Yeah, we got carnitas with extra rice. Depends on how the beans look, if I get the beans or not. And then corn and tomatoes, unless my girlfriend's in town, because it makes your breath bad. And then sometimes I'll get it anyway, just because it makes it better with extra cheese. But I switched to chicken recently. I don't know why, but I just did.
That's a good burrito order, okay?
It is, and he's right about the beans. Sometimes those beans look like they're sitting there for a long time. But, I mean, the breath, who cares? Be a man. I'll drop dead! I will drop dead without those burritos!
Now, sunsets are a big deal to Zach Greinke in Surprise, Arizona, right around the Phoenix area. Get beautiful early morning sunsets. And Greinke is a sensitive guy.
Zach Greinke joins us here on the DA Show. You had said a couple weeks back that one of the things you like doing is just checking out sunsets. Have you seen any good sunsets down here in Arizona?
Oh, yeah. Actually, yesterday, I mean, I see it almost every day because I'm outside a lot. Yesterday, I saw a good one. I was in Scottsdale, and I was going to eat, and the person I was with wasn't with me yet. So I was like, okay, I'll just sit right here and watch the sun go down, and it was nice. And it was nice. The clouds were perfect clouds. It was really peaceful. Birds chirping. Birds were chirping.
You're a big birds chirping guy.
Yeah, they had a good flight pattern, too. I was watching that.
Did you say, are you a big bird chirping guy?
Now, the audio's a little distorted. I think that might be why I sound a little different.
I don't know. You sound almost older there and younger now.
Okay.
Zach, what do you think of sunsets? bird chirping guy?
Now, this was the time, the mid-aughts, when Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, the power couple. And apparently he was a big celebrity news guy. And I asked him about how Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt split their actual kind of breakup.
Were you upset when he and Aniston split?
You know what? Aniston's probably my favorite female
actors too. It's weird, but as soon as it happened, my girlfriend actually called and said, hey, they broke up. And I was like, no. Punched my car because I was driving at the time. And then I was like, Anderson's available. Maybe it's all right.
Zach Greinke once punched his car because Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston split up. I'll leave you with the fallout over this, how he reacted knowing that Aniston was no longer in a loving relationship with Brad Pitt.
So you were really upset at the Jennifer Aniston Brad Pitt breakup enough to just punch your TV. Did that night, how did you cool down?
You know what? I mean, I cried in bed for a while, moaning, why did this have to happen? But it did. I've come to realize it, so now I'm just checking all the magazines that have details of their divorce, and it's official now, I think. I read that Aniston has filed for a divorce officially.
So as you can see, the long history of the DA show has always been about the hard-hitting question.
Do you think he remembers those conversations? If you went up to him and introduced yourself and, like, jogged his memory a little bit, do you think something would connect somewhere?
I always said he was on Planet Zach.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if he remembers anybody in that orbit. I think he just lives.
Or he remembers everybody.
I guess that is the possibility. I think that he is so distanced emotionally from all of these, what he thinks is silly questions. That's why I asked him those types of questions, because that was how I could get him engaged.
Which is why I think you might have a special place in his unique brain.
He's been in the league now 15 years, though. Does he remember something that happened when he was a rookie?
It's possible.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah. Maybe he can be on Chubbo Nation or, you know, whatever that's going to be called, Chub Rub Saturdays, and then Shawnee can ask him.
Like Big Noon Saturdays, yeah. Just Chub Rub Saturdays.
Post-game after game four of the ALCS, he just throws seven shutout innings at Yankee Stadium, gets handed a phone, and he's on with Chubbo Nation on CBS Sports Radio.
Could talk about burritos there. When we come back, Jet safety Jamal Adams scheduled to join us and more of your trashes. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
These bots can be destroyed and crashed in seconds. A lot of them have fire and flame and the ability to flip their opponent.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
The DA show is heard across this great CBS Sports Radio network. Also, it's on SiriusXM Channel 206. And it's also streaming at radio.com, on Apple Music, and the CBS Sports app as well. And you can watch us at watchda.com. Been a tough start to the season for the New York Jets. They are 0-4, looking for the first victory of the season. Joining us here on the show is their Pro Bowl safety, perhaps their best player on the roster, and a guy that is frustrated each and every week without the W's. That is Jamal Adams joining us this morning on the show. Jamal, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I woke up this morning. I can't complain.
That's right. That's the best way to start your day. I'm going to tell you what. We're going to put you on hold here and get you to a better cell phone area just because it was a little crackly there. A little reminder that the DA show continues through this week here in New York, but we will be doing Sunday morning football from Clemson, South Carolina. I'll be down in Clemson for Clemson versus Florida State on Saturday. So Sunday morning football is going to emanate from our studios in Clemson, which is awesome. A very cool affiliate in Clemson for a long time. Took our night show and now consistently a CBS Sports Radio affiliate. So we'll do On the Road on Sunday morning football, 10 a.m. Eastern time, reacting to what happened on Saturday and then previewing NFL Sunday. Jamal Adams from the Jets is back with us. And Jamal, you're a guy that wears your heart on your sleeve. You're an emotional guy. So I can only imagine how difficult the start of the season is. How do you remain positive?
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's tough. It's frustrating. You know what I mean? You know, obviously, this is my third year, and things haven't gone as planned. But, you know, you just got to, you know, keep your head down and keep working. You know, you got to keep your focus, because if you lose focus, it doesn't help the situation. You got to, you know, as one of the leaders on the team, I got to continue to, you know, keep everybody's spirits up and just keep fighting it. You know, grab that first win. We just need one to get it started, and hopefully, you know, it comes as soon as possible.
Without trying to be melodramatic, is it hard to sleep? Is it hard for you not to be, like, constantly restless because the season's not going well?
Nah, I get my sleep, man. I get my sleep. Trust me.
At the facility, when you're seeing something that maybe doesn't go right on film, or on Sunday when something doesn't go right in the game, do you have the ability to be vocal about that, or is it the coaching staff and the front office want you to not show that emotion because there's so many things to work on?
Nah, man, I'm a type of guy, man. I was raised to, you know, speak what's on my mind. If I don't like something or if something goes wrong, it needs to be addressed. You know, I only know one way, and that's to be real. So, you know, if there's a problem, I definitely address it. As well as other people in the building, they'll address their problems, but you know, you gotta, you know, sometimes get that out there so everybody can be on the same page and everybody's held accountable.
Are you frustrated with the coaching?
I'm frustrated with losing. I'm not, you know, it's no one in particular. I'm just frustrated losing, man. But, you know, like I said, man, we just gotta, you know, remain focused, stay at it, put our head down and grind. That's all we can do.
How's Adam Gase as a head coach?
He's a great head coach, you know what I mean? Full of energy, is a hell of a competitor, and a guy that wants to win ball games.
Because he's known as a guy that stays up all night looking at film. He's a guy that's kind of restless in his own right, always trying to tinker, always trying to create ideas. And I can tell he's obviously very frustrated because the offense – has not gotten it done. So I'm wondering if maybe you guys relate to one another in that way.
You know, yeah, he's a football junkie, of course. Yeah, and, you know, obviously he's frustrated just as well as everybody is. You know, we haven't won a game. So, I mean, it's really not rocket science, man, with it. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. We're all frustrated. We're all pissed off. But at the same time, we got to, you know, remain focused, keep our same focus, and continue to work hard.
New York Jets Pro Bowl safety Jamal Adams is our guest here on the show. The one thing I would say is that there actually is a silver lining that you get your starting quarterback back at some point in time. Who knows when that's going to be? But when Sam Darnold is healthy enough to be able to be out there, you'll finally get the guys that you thought were going to be there to begin the season. Is that something to look forward to?
Hell yeah. I mean, man, we need to get healthy, period. You know what I mean? Not just, you know, Sam, but, you know, we definitely need to get everybody back. You know, and when we can get everybody back is when we can roll in the right direction. You know, like I said, man, it's frustrating. Yeah, you know, it's kind of, it is what it is right now. Hopefully, you know, we flip it around. But, you know, it starts each and every day. It started, you know, yesterday with the film study of corrections. You know, Tuesdays is our recovery day. Reflect on yourself as a person, as a player. And then Wednesday you go to work and you just stack the days up. As long as you continue to do that, you give yourself a chance to win ball games.
You know what? Let's talk about some of the positive here. You're an LSU Tiger. Is this the year that the Bayou Bengals take down Alabama in the SEC?
Man, it's going to be tough. I'm going to say that, you know.
Dude, LSU looks amazing. Joe Burrow is putting up billions of yards and points. This is the year you guys can flex on Alabama.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. We look pretty good, but in my opinion, we haven't played anybody, you know. So we got a good test, you know, coming up this week versus the Gators. You know, I'm looking forward to that. But in my opinion, you know, we haven't played anybody up to our standard. And I don't think we've played our best ball as all three phases. So, you know, this next game is going to be the test for the Tigers.
Good for you, keeping it cool, keeping it composed. But I got to say, Joe Burrow and that offense is explosive. So it's a different vibe down there at LSU, man. People got to be really fired up. I know Tigers fans are.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, we ain't had an offense since I don't know. It's been a long time.
Since you were born, I think.
You know, and you know what I mean? If we had this offense when I was in school, you know, we probably would have pulled out two or three. But, man, you know what I mean? So, you know, everybody's, you know, we're definitely excited. We've been begging for this type of offense for a long time. So I'm definitely, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing how the season ends. But I just want those guys to go out and continue to do what they're doing and just continue to ball.
Yeah, as you said, big one coming up Saturday in prime time against Florida. You have teamed up with Lunatics, and they're a ticket site that lets fans reserve playoff tickets for any team in any game all year long. So for our listeners that don't know about Lunatics.com, what do they need to know?
You hit it, man. You just go to Lunatics.com to register. It's definitely free. You know, I already gave my guy Jesse, you know, his first golden ticket. He was the first winner. And, you know, he was already at the Yankees game, man, not too long ago. And, he's having the time of his life. So that's what it's about. It's about giving back to the fans. And like I said, man, just go to lunatics.com to get all the information. And, you know, good luck. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Lunatics, that you spell with an X, lunatics.com. You've got a golden ticket there, which is greatest sports year of their life. Golden tickets. You can get two tickets to every home playoff game in your city. That includes the Super Bowl through the end of the year. So go to lunatics.com for more information. Pro Bowl safety for the New York Jets, Jamal Adams, our guest this morning on the show. Jamal, great stuff today, my man. Thanks so much. Good luck to LSU. Good luck to the Jets. And hopefully we'll see you get a win here soon.
All right, brother. Appreciate y'all.
You too. Jamal Adams, our guest this morning here on the DA Show. Big one. Florida LSU coming up Saturday night. How does LSU's offense look against that very good Gator defense that shut down Auburn over the weekend? Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. Mraz now will have Saturday nights to himself. He's going to be on the radio, on the air, doing overnights, 2 a.m. until 6 a.m. Eastern time every Saturday night. He's going to stay with us on this show, but then do that Saturday night shift, which is awesome. So we're trying to figure out how to name what to name Mraz's new gig.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
I think we need a name for the show, right? Doesn't there have to be like a fun...
How is it not called Chubbo Nation?
See, this is why we have you around. Don't you think we have to have a name of the show, Bilotti? You have a great radio mind.
Ray, when the bank opens in the morning... they'll foreclose.
What about Fat Guy Little Mike instead of Fat Guy Little Coat? You can sing it on...
Offensive?
No, I'm sorry.
I mean, Chubbo Nation would be good.
Yeah, no, I don't mind a Chubbo Nation, but then what happens when I get skinny?
Keep it or dump it, bro.
Fat. Well, I was more picturing your producer reaching out to, like, professional teams for a guest for Chubbo Nation with Sean Mraz.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Dear Clemson.
Dear Diamondbacks PR.
Hello.
Would Ketel Marte want to be on Chubbo Nation?
What?
Does he have to be fat? No. It's for anybody.
Just a name.
No, it's just the name. No, just the host is a Chubbo. And most of the listeners.
There are endless possibilities.
Mraz at the plate.
Turn around above your mother.
Chub rub?
Itchy nipple chub rub.
Chub rub is not bad, but...
Saturday night chub rub?
On CBS Sports Radio.
Same problem with the emails.
You want to come on the chub rub show? Nope.
Sounds like a late night show.
You want to do overnights on Chub Rub? Saturday night Chub Rub?
On CBS Sports Radio.
What kind of channel are you working for?
You want Tori LaVello?
Would Tori LaVello be interested in joining Chub Rub at 3 a.m. Saturday night? Saturday night Chub Rub?
On CBS Sports Radio.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
I'm in. AJ tweets, how about you like that big boy? The Silver Fox tweets, I think Bogus nailed it. At the plate. It's a dad pun. It's sports themed. Food reference. It'll still appeal to guests. Robert tweets, name the show Hard Candy. Eric tweets, why not just call it Chubbo Nation with the Thick Tater? Dane tweets.
It's a hard candy.
Dane tweets, it should be called the Hunger Games. Steve tweets, how about Smorgasbord of Sports with your host, Sean Mraz? These are all good. I'm looking for any and all suggestions, and we will continue taking these throughout the week here on the show. Thanks to everybody that sent in their Trash Tuesdays today. Sounds like you guys are trashing Zach Greinke after my conversations with him that were replayed from 13 years ago, and some people trashing me. Hey, back off! I wasn't always a polished product like I am today. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan on your WatchDA.com simulcast and Andrew Bogish on your headlines. We'll see you tomorrow. Mark Schlereth's going to join us. Be good and be good to one another. The Mothership disconnects.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.